Chapter 36. Just a wee bit more about the Germans. Beelzebub began thus. From St. Petersburg I went, first of all, to what are called the Scandinavian countries, and afterwards I settled in the chief center of the beings of the contemporary community called Germany. Having said this, Beelzebub patted the curly head of his grandson, and then with a kind but somewhat mischievous smile he continued, "This time, my boy, as I wish you to have a certain understanding of the peculiar psyche of the three-brain beings of this contemporary European group also, I shall depart from my usual custom of giving various details to initiate you into my views, but instead will set you a problem, and in trying to solve it, you will get a clear understanding of the specific character of the psyche of the beings of that European community, and have ideal practice for your active mentation. This original problem I've devised is that you are to deduce, through active mentation, those logical data, the totality of which should reveal to you the very essence of the reason why these particular beings, in whatever part of their fatherland they happen to be, invariably observe the innocent custom. Moreover, they gather for some solemnity or other, or are simply on a spree, of singing one and the same song, composed by themselves, and in the highest degree original, consisting of the following words: Bloodsinn, Bloodsinn, du mein Vergnügen. Stumpfsinn, Stumpfsinn, du meine Lust. Well, my boy, if you can make anything out of this riddle, there will be fulfilled in your common presence the wise saying of our dear teacher Mullah Nasruddin, expressed in the following words: The greatest happiness is to obtain the pleasurable along with the profitable. It will be profitable for you because you will have ideal practice for your active mentation, and pleasurable because you will satisfy your desire to understand the specific nature of the psyche of the three-brain beings belonging to this contemporary European group. Since the beings of this contemporary group, as I've already told you, are the direct successors of the ancient Greeks as inventors of every possible kind of science, and since your deductions from the problem I've set you might be diametrically opposite to logical confrontation, I find it necessary to help you a little by giving you two more facts. The first fact is that certain words of this song are untranslatable into any of the other languages there, in spite of there being so many on that planet that it's called a thousand-tongued hydra. And the second fact is that when it finally became inherent in the beings of this group, just as in the ancient Greeks, to invent every sort of maleficent means for weakening what is called logical being mentation, already sufficiently weakened without this, they also invented a so-called grammatical rule, according to which, during any exchange of opinions, they always place the particle of negation after an affirmation. For instance, instead of saying, "I do not want this," they say, "I want this not." Thanks to this grammatical rule of theirs, in any exchange of opinions, the listener is first obliged to consider each proposition as if it were practicable, which arouses in him a certain being diardguken, or as they would say, a certain experiencing. and only later, the speaker, in conforming to their grammatical rule, finally pronounces their famous nicht, with the result that there is produced in their common presence each time something that slowly but surely gives rise to the aforesaid specific trait in their common psyche. And all this should help you to elucidate the original problem I've set you.